We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Pleasure to have you back today. Beautiful Monday. It's the TNT Hour. This is Don Newsome, your host. Again, once again, and always again, I haven't prepared for today. I don't know what we'll talk about. Let's see where our passion leads us. Bear with me one second, please. All right, temporary lapse of reason. You know, I must say, this is pretty devastating what happened in Japan with that quake, but it makes me wonder. It makes me wonder, with all this bravado coming out of our administration and some of the things we're getting on the internet, it makes me wonder whether that was really a natural event, that earthquake. I mean, if people out there right now are wondering whether that capability exists, then you got to do a little more reading. But if you realize that that capability exists, then you realize that there can be different choices made. And those choices may not rely on natural occurrences. It's unfortunate. You have thousands dead there in China, and our government is so corrupt, and it has kept so many secrets from us, we don't even know whether they're behind it or not, or who is, or could it be a man-made event killing more innocent people? It's likely in these days. That's the sad part. It's likely. And since there's so much deception, secrecy and lies and deceit and murder surrounding this administration and much of the money behind it. But really, this administration and the family members, you know, again, it leaves you a moment for pause, because it's hard to say whether they are going to these kind of lengths to create catastrophes in various areas. I hope not, but it's, you know, considering who we're dealing with and the kind of abilities they have, it's likely. We feel really saddened for the loss of life over there. You know, there is no country where the people deserve to be well treated, especially as the Chinese people are treated. And even here in the U.S., I mean, we get the same treatment, only our regime isn't openly, dictatorial. Well, maybe it is. You know, I've been reading in the news a little bit about the elections. You know, I'm going to repeat what I've stated a few times in the past. I can't witness to a lie. Sorry, I can't do it. And I can't feed the lie, nor can I feed and propel it. And when I say that our election has been absconded with, and our rights to vote, that's a fact. You heard it right here, TNT Hour, it's a fact, voter corruption. And it's widespread. Now, can I stand witness to a system that maybe 20 years down the road, they're going to say, oh, and 20 million, 100 million, a billion, 10 billion, whoever, whatever the vote count is, voted for this guy. When really, they're puppets put before us, and even that didn't work for them, so they had to openly steal our elections. Now, and then load all the bases. I don't, you know, folks, can't stand witness to it, I won't. Just can't do it. I think what we need to do is spend more time getting to the bottom of the corruption, and until we ferreted out this corruption, And I know it's a difficult thing, but this corruption has not been addressed properly. And we're now looking at having monkeys that we have to choose from. That hurts. That hurts that somehow we have to stand witness to that fiasco. I mean, why can't the American people get someone that they truly want, someone they truly love? Well, we saw what happened, didn't we? I mean, look at what they're doing to Ron Paul. They're either keeping absolutely silent, which is really compliance. I got to tell you, if you know that somebody can be harmed and you're silent about it, what are the rules as far as law enforcement about that? And yet, you've got politicians lying and keeping secret information that will ultimately harm others. That's a double standard once again. I mean, the whole darn government regime is a double standard, if you ask me. I mean, it's like, okay, now you got a government, and it's almost like saying, okay, you're all the lords, the kings, the queens, the emperors, the knights, whatever you want to call yourself. And we're all your serfs, peons, you know, workers, laborers, slaves. And that's the illusion that they're giving, because by their very acts, they're making that so. They're not only proving it, they're making it so. And they're doing it through our corporate structures and walking all over our Constitution and passing bills and laws and executive orders and rights and this, that, and the other. And then that doesn't even mean anything anyways. I mean, it's an absolute farce. And they're raping us for hundreds of billions up to the trillions. And major media is absolutely dormant. They're out to lunch. Oh, yeah, they're going to come out with a little truth, a little here, a little there. But they're so out to lunch that, and here's the funniest part. They actually keep stating in the various UK news media origin points that feed all the other crap that comes in here and various others from even Russia, yeah, and Australia and the UK, Britain, and a few others. But I got to tell you. Yeah, it's a brainwashing, and to me, honestly, they must be out of touch. Because if they keep saying that 99% of newsgoers, and some of them say 92% of newsgoers, or even 88, I've seen 86, I've seen a few, but it's always pretty high, about people get their news from the major media networks. Now, they claim a high percentage. They really do. Now, am I so naive to not only believe their media, but to believe their media about themselves? No! No way. Because if people truly believe that they will report the news fair and balanced, or we report, you decide. I like that better, because they are morphing into entertainment, because they can't beat the internet for the truth. I mean, if these media companies, Bravo, reality TV, morphing into entertainment, they really do kind of have to. My brother was very, very astute to state that earlier. But if they don't morph into entertainment, they're really not going to make it, are they? Not being news agencies, because that's a ridiculous assumption. Of their news agencies. So they're probably doing the right thing for their own wallet. But unfortunate thing is, it's a kind of hypocritical thing to be doing that, isn't it? It's a kind of situation where you've got the foxes in the hen house. Right? So they're not giving you anything, any news. Of any consequence that would empower you. Ooh. So you wonder what news they avoid. What does the major media avoid? Any kind of news that would empower you. In other words, any kind of big marches, big rallies, big cases, federal and crimes, you know, anything that would hurt them, and you'll always know who they protect. That's how you know who they are. Look around and you'll notice they never put anything out in the media that will empower you. And they have people that go over the stories and they judge whether they're going to be released or how much they got to be spun or what's got to go on. So here's major media. You got all the big boys and they're all spooning the same story, all selected. And then with one perception given. Whoa. You want to talk about limiting? Well, imagine this. That would be like saying, okay, I got 10 million books on the subject, but I'm going to pull out this note here. It's a sticky pad. That'll give me all the information I need. That's the best source. That's really likening their understanding and propelling of accurate information compared to the internet. You can't compete. Impossible. So my hats are off to you. You're morphing perfectly into comedy, into sex, into reality TV, into fear, into sensationalism, into entertainment. My hat's off to you. Fox, you're a front runner in that. Good on you. I mean, look at what you've done to the internet already. I mean, whoa! You know, you've taken a music socialized site or a social gathering site and kind of introduced in your own political arena to it. And people still realizing it's all entertainment, your entertainment. The whole thing's fun. Right? Yeah. You know, I have a saying for all that. It goes something like this. It's only fun till somebody loses an eye. And then when somebody loses an eye, you know, fun's gone. It's not, you know, it's not fun anymore. No depth to it anymore. So we've got an administration that everybody knows is ridiculous, trying to uphold an election that they've stolen, taken, beaten, and criminal. I mean, folks, again, murderous. Now, see, so they're trying to take that election, and they're trying to legitimize it. Isn't that kind of like legitimizing a crime? And then you got a statutory time limit. 20 years go by, who cares? Well, here, in this day and age, they're steamrolling you so fast that a year from now, it's totally gone. Well, that's, I think that'll change, because a lot of good news sites like whatreallyhappened.com and several others are choosing to bring back information, back. You know, flashbacks. I love that. What really happened? My hat's off to you. .com. Flashbacks, continually bringing out news to bite and to keep people's perspective up as to what's really going on, because you kind of got to follow the internet and get away from anything that the major media is talking about, because then you got a two-step process. You got to kind of assume that it's bull, then you got to assume why. And what, you know, some people, they like to do that. And should, because it allows people to keep a track of who the con artists are and what they're really up to. Sooner or later, media will just be, if they have their way, it'll be sex, entertainment. There really won't be media. It'll be all the carnival, you know, circus. Yeah. You ever wonder why they're laying off the reporters, firing some of their best, keeping them hush-hush, and then their reporters are being shot overseas? You know what I mean? Come on. And then they bring in these young kids, don't know anything, they report nothing. It's getting so heated. You ought to see that video of Bill O'Reilly. It's on the Trusted News Trader. Come on, guys. Check it out. trusted news trader, Bill O'Reilly, went a little snapped out. I don't blame him. You know, you gotta put him and a few others like Rush Limbaugh and several of them that have been just, going nuts, right? Stick him in a room together and see him try to explain themselves to each other. Oh, they'd have a great time. Hell, it'd be like, the Verdict or some movie like that. I just love it. Folks, the information age is changing up. Beware. Fortunately, there's enough information in the hands of a few, believe me, they've indexed enough, that there's enough information situated in a few with such a large layout of the land that information is really streamlined. And it can get really streamlined. It's already in place, it's just how much can you take and how fast can you take it? And how fast does that meet their timelines? And how fast can some of these people work their sicko plans? Don't know. You know, you all know me, I'm not a pacifist. I don't believe in sitting back and wondering. I don't believe in witnessing to falsehoods. I don't believe in standing up with hypocrisy. And, you know, we might have a different flavor. I mean, we might not always know the truth. By God, wish we did, but I certainly don't. Tell you that. I'm a guessing man. How can you not be a guessing man? That's the problem. Where the hell do we got to guess? And the internet allows us to remove some of that. Now, granted, you've got a path. You got this long walk, okay? And there's many of them. There's A through Z, right? And G, that path might be the best path to go down, right? But then you get all these interesting informational websites and everybody spinning a tail and throwing so much junk down that path that 99% of it ends up being disinfo, and then you can be looking at paths A through Z, and look at G and go, sure, that ain't it. And that's only because it's clouded so much. The truth is hidden in there, but it's a dusty trail, dusty path. You got so many before you, and that one's a difficult one, because it looks like on the entire surface of it, it's bull. And that's the way they work. That's the magic. Confusion and disinfo. And then when they finally get a handle on what they can and can't do, or which they probably have, in other words, when they finally decide that they're going to streamline this data a little more intently, a little more openly, so that maybe Mrs. Jones gets a different version of the truth, then Mr. Jones got his neighbor's house, you know, while watching that same news report, but specifically tailored. In other words, hey, if you go to these particular programs, it's like a recommendation engine, okay? Amazon.com. It's kind of like that. You're punching around on your TV, and you know what channels you're going to, and they kind of sum up the kind of person you are based on their data of you. Couldn't they start moving information for your eyes? That, and in geographical areas and so on, and aren't they doing that already in large respects? They're just miniaturizing the plan. Nanotechnology. Bring it in. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to make it a broaden the scope. And again, it's unfortunate. It's the people behind these technologies that make this so sad. Because there are so many wonderful technologies that could literally set everybody on easy street. It's not the money they want, they're sick. They don't just want it all. You know, they want to see you suffer. It gets them off. Ding, 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 dong. Folks, if you have any questions, you know, there's enough good sources out there on the internet now that'll provide you with interesting information. But remember, you're filtering through a sea, okay? And you got to go to websites that are truly wanting you to know, like I want to know, or wanttoknow.info, wanttoknow.info. And there's, I mean, there are many websites out there that are getting out there, like We Are Change, you know? There are others that are getting out there, they're sick and tired of it, and they want to bring you good information, and they want to find the bottom line themselves. So do a little search, and remember, pattern these guys. Your mind is much more amazing than you could possibly imagine. In other words, if these news reports for a website like WorldNet Daily or some other Rents.com or you go to some website and you keep reading their posts and others post the same ones, you link them up. You find out who spreads the same information, doesn't match up to other information. You just mentally be aware of it, and I'll tell you, it'll fill in place for you. It kind of does. You'll map out where the truth is and where it isn't. Yeah. And it'll be easier for you to map out where the truth isn't. Okay. That's the way I found it. So finding the truth is a little more elusive. But that's part of the fun. We're all living kind of an illusion anyways, aren't we? Kind of. Folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to BBS Radio. An internet radio experience of truth, harmony, beauty. From your family at BBS Radio, have yourself a beautiful day.
$5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.
Would you like to know the real secret? I'm not talking about the new movie or book. I'm talking about you. You are the biggest secret in your life. Your secret could unlock your highest potential and fulfill all your dreams. What is that secret? The knowledge of who you are. This is Robert Lee Camp, author of The Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards. I am the host of a new show here on bbsradio.com called Mr. Destiny. You can listen in or join in any Monday night at 7:30 Pacific or 10:30 Eastern on the late night section. Come on the show, tell me your birthday, and I will reveal some of your secrets. Maybe ones that can open up the doors for new possibilities for you and your life. Your birthday is the key to your destiny. I invite you to come explore your destiny with me and find out what the Book of Destiny has to say about you. Hope to see you then.
Hey, everybody. This is your new friend, Julio. And I'm talking to you because I like to listen to BBSRadio.com. I sneak over the border every day. And I go see my girlfriend. She got a computer. Come on now. Sing it, girls.
BBS Radio. Radio.
later. I'm going to see you catch me later. Bye-bye now. Don't forget to listen to BBSRadio.com.
Yeah. You know, I just love the way Don Nikoloff put those together. He's the host of Evident Footprints every night. Every night, folks. 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. You guys really ought to listen to him. He's got a news hour. And look, I love Don Nikoloff. Love the man, love the man, love the man. Why? Because he's kind of like me. He's filtering through a sea of, you know, and he's trying to put it together. He does an excellent job of it. Okay? Great reporter. He loves to investigate, and he's got the best heart. So tune in to Evident Footprints. It's really one you don't want to miss. You know, I'm having such a beautiful day today, folks. I don't always like to bring you the bad. I guess I'm feeding the fire. And maybe this is the time for it. But it's such a beautiful day out here, folks. It's hard for me to get angry. I've got the birds chirping. And the trees are going, they're rustling in the wind. It's such a gorgeous sunny day. It always is. Moches vidi sonen ur, zeli heitrin stunden ur. You know, we can do exactly as that sun clock. Just count the bright days. And they're around us. I mean, I look at the passion coming out now. The real passion of people. And I love it. You know, you got people moving into such great modalities of healing. And spirituality and charity happening throughout the world. You've got demonstrations going on, peaceful ones, beautiful ones. People are getting together and they're saying, hey, we want to see change. Beautiful, beautiful things happening. I know you won't catch a lot of it in the media. Again, it's empowering, right? Can't have that in there. But You know, throughout the world, they get it. They don't think we're alone in the U.S. It's almost like everybody out there gets it. They know that we've got a runaway, run amok group of insane wackos doing insane things. Murders. We'll go back. Murders. And to me, that's unacceptable. Now, the people throughout the world, they love us. Don't think that they're holding this administration against us. They aren't. You know, they get it. They're wise. They're brighter. There's a lot of them. Now there's a lot of them that are still getting the shank compliments of the same administration. Ours. Take that. Whap! And so, yeah, it's not a mystery to people. It's not a mystery what's going on. It's a control issue. They got control issues. You got monkeys with control issues. Oh, God. You notice they've been playing, Don, thank you, Don, for bringing this up. And rightfully so, because he brought it up one night when I went watching TV, and damned if he wasn't right, Planet of the Apes. They're actually playing it on TV quite regularly. You know, they must be tuning into the TNT hour. We got a caller. All right, caller, you're on the TNT hour with Don Newsom. Pleasure. You do real... You're on the air.
All right.
What can we do for you?
I'm trying to reach my brother. I'm curious. This is BBC Radio?
BBS Radio.
BBS Radio. Who do you have on right now that I would be asking questions to?
Well, you're speaking with Don Newsom. I'm the host of the show. You're on the air. You're live right now.
Well, the weather's nice in Seattle, and
Oh, I know Seattle. I love it.
I kind of made a mistake on the phone call.
Ah, not a problem. So, well,
thank you very much.
You
have
bet.
A good day.
You do the same. All right. Mistaken call. So if any others out there want to call, mistakenly or otherwise, the number is 877-876-5227, and we have a direct line, which is 530-876-3222. We have a toll-free number for Canadians, and it starts with 888, and you can get it by going to www.bbsradio.com. You'll find it there. I promise. Well, sights down. Folks, we're at the halfway hour. I'm just going to take one more quick break, grab myself a coffee. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. This is Derek White Sky Cloud, your friendly neighborhood psychic medium and paranormal investigator. I have a varied variety of guests, as well as my mediumship demonstration on my show. And you're listening to Between Two Worlds Radio. I'm on every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, Pacific Standard Time. This show is about your spiritual journey. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. So call in toll free on bbsradio.com.
John, this is James.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Thomas. And you're listening to
BBS Radio.
Check out www.stateofmanmusic.com.
Dude, nobody does the www anymore, man. Yes, they do.
It's not
about
the www, Gary. It's about
the BBS, baby.
BBS.
Make sure to check out both sides of the story, our new CD at stateofmanmusic.com.
Back. All right. Folks, the TNT Hour is really based around the trusted news trader. Well, it was. It's changed up a bit. But the trusted news trader is really something that I post a lot of information on. I post under the name Mad Doc. Okay. And I post a number of articles over there, and anybody can post there, by the way. You do got to create a profile with a username and password. So, and write it down. And you can always post. You don't need to put in your email address or things like that when you post. And you can join us there. Join in the fun. It's where thinkers come to play, actually. That's what I think. You know? And you got a great little crowd there. It's not massive. Again, we're not really any form of news distribution site. We just like to highlight news, trade news. You know, it's a trusted news trader. And we like to trade our news, right? Trade it around. That's what they're doing anyways. I mean, it's almost like a bartering system now. It's a little weird. No? Different phone, different line, not calling into us. Unfortunately, whoever you are, we're not going to answer you. So just ignore the ring in the back. We get that from now and we get that every now and again. All right, trusted news trader. Folks, they've got a chemtrail plane photographed on the ground. And I got to tell you, I don't know. I don't know, when that first chemtrail, the photograph of the inside of a chemtrail was passed out, it looked like beer kegs were strapped into this thing. It was, I didn't get it. And I had all sorts of opinions on that one, but I didn't know, you know, when the first thing that hit me, it was the beer kegs. And I think I even stated that somewhere on the air, or in a blog, but they got a good one now. Yeah. This one was photographed on the ground. You can see the concentric circles marked on it. And, I mean, this is pretty extreme evidence of the fact that they are truly chemtrailing. Now remember, contrails is what many of these policymakers and people have been constantly professing as a fact. And now we know every single one of them that did is a liar. Whoa, see how you can connect the dots? And those that have given you those lies are those that knew that you were being chemtrailed. Whoa. So there's no more fancy in the minds of the conspiracy theorists. This is no longer a theory. It's fact. Don't you just love facts? Facts tend to bring out the truth. Unless they're mucked with, you know. But it certainly helps to bring out the truth. When you can get enough of the facts, the real facts, and not have them sequestered. Or not doled, meted out to you because of some policy enacted by the wackos creating the policies to cover up their own crimes. Whoa. Whoa! Yeah. You know, we know, folks, that the development of these radical diseases weren't natural. We know that. So the big issue behind the fact that AIDS was a developed disease that was purposely used for genocidal reasons, fact. But what does that mean? Well, the thing is, what you have to kind of look at is, who's got that much power? Who's in control of it? And why are they trying to murder me? Right? And if you find the answer acceptable because you got too many kids, you're overpopulated, you're unproductive, you're old. Whatever the case is, because boy, believe me, they'll give it to you. If you've heard the prince lately, I mean, he's, you know, large families, gee. You know, really, they're really bringing it home with this inconvenient truth, aren't they? We got global warming. We've got, ooh, that sounds dangerous. And we've got climate change. Ooh, that sounds dangerous. And you've got boys with really evil toys. Now, when you put $300 million into a campaign to go sensationalize a problem, how much are you putting in to create that problem? Not just $300 million, but going about trying to, you know, gain a profit there. Again, it's a bunch of really odd people doing very dangerous, evil things. Odd because they're not sane. I can't say they're odd, whacked, perverted, something that might give them the proper euphemism, right? Because it is odd. You know, and some of these people are still a part of this, major, major influence of deception, lies, deceit, so that they can play their sick fantasies out on the world stage. And believe me, if they get a one-world government, if you don't think we're going back to the temples where they're splitting throats out on the altars while these royal ones have their orgies of bloodbaths and whatever else. I mean, again, perversions of such a magnitude lead to magnificent perversions. And if you get a group of whacked out, manipulative people that just want to see you suffer in control, then you've got the makings of a movie. Probably the makings of many. We have a post that was talking about the Fox News logo. Now, remember, watching TV, it isn't the... Remember how they get into your homes? First of all, they say they won't spy on you. Then they do. Then they try to pass the legislation to approve of it after the fact, which goes against your constitution, but they're going to do it anyways and write whatever they need to just run the, steamroll you. Okay. Same way in TV. These high-definition signals, the TV signals. I personally believe when they, it's like making dogma law. Or Holocaust and truth or facts, what they believe are law. Same thing here. You know, it doesn't add up. Doesn't add up. When they're using TV and when they talk about subliminal messages and we see that they've been hiding things and eat from Disney movies on, from what I've seen on the internet, there's been interesting subliminal type messages from many of these different major media companies. And you can do a little Google search on it or whatever search. I mean, I don't even know if you're, look, go, remember, it's good to have backups. You know, you might not want to just search the major three for your information, okay? So when they start using, when they have that kind of control over the communications and the broadcasting of those signals, then I have a hunch that they would use that to develop subliminal type messages. Look, again, it's not a far stretch. They have the technology, they're perverts. One and one makes two. Right? And so, I tend to worry about my kids watching Cartoon Network these days. Or Boomerang TV, or any of the cartoon networks. Because I wonder, is this being done? And since I don't know, should I take that chance? Ah. Did you see the one about Fox News, the logo? I thought, whoa. You know, they got a Fox 5 News logo running, you know, up. And funny, interestingly enough, granted, the way I see it, it seems to highlight McCain subliminally. Oh. Now, I know Fox News, you know, really jumps on this war thing. And McCain does, too. Does that equal two? I don't know. So we'll go on. You get a Saturday Night Live message from Hillary Clinton, folks. That's one you really want to tap into because, you know, don't let it make you go running out voting for old Obama. I don't know, again, deck stacked. And unless we've fed her out this corruption, we're going to keep getting more of the same, but it's going to get worse at a faster clip, haven't you noticed? A good website, again, is iwanttoknow.info. Zany, I love Zany Mystic. A fireside chat with Zany Mystic. You know, if you love a great program, I mean a great radio program, tune in Saturdays at 7 p.m. to Zany Mystic. I mean, it's a phenomenal show, Pacific time, that is, 7 Saturdays. And he does a great amount of writing, thoughtful writing. And he's coming from a well-balanced, well-rounded perspective, in my opinion. In fact, I think Zany holds one of the closest perspectives to my own of most people I've found. You got to check out his blog. I don't remember the address. I click into him all the time. But he posts enough on the website at the Trusted News Trader, TNT Bulletin Board, that you can find his address. Find the blog. Now, there are a couple other interesting things. Real, real interesting. But, again, it just goes to prove the facts that we continually spoo. You got the Republicans trying to block. I love that. Republicans. Let's put a label to who's trying to do it, right? Really throw it off. Let's leave that out. They're blocking federal aid to wind and solar. That's what they're trying to do. And now the Bush administration, because of course this is a huge lobbyist group, meat packers and whatever. You've got such a huge lobbyist group that, and I don't, trust me, I don't think it has anything to do with lobbyist group. There's another spin, so just throw that in the garbage for a bit. But it says they want to stop increased testing for mad cow disease. When they know that that's a problem, significant I might add. It's creating mental illnesses that are extreme in our elderly. It's pretty rampant. And they're just starting to tie that all in now. So why would they want more of it? Gee. Maybe because the lobbyists. I don't even know if that's true, but it certainly does help, doesn't it? Money always helps. When on a genocidal plan, rake it all up and it'll use those funds to continue going. Yeah, it's insane. I mean, we know how the Science Academy down in Texas feels about it, right? We heard that quite some time ago, over a year ago, when they were, when one of the professors was standing up there with the logo on the back saying, yeah, Ebola, 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 we should just, oh God, eradicate life. And I mean, I'm paraphrasing poorly, but it was insane. And they've really got it in their heads that somehow there's going to be a, you know, those wealthy millions that'll all just live in all this some sort of, I don't know, orgy of ecstasy and power, and they'll have it all. And then they'll use their technology. What do you think they're going to do with their technologies when they, when they're sitting here on this earth and they're, insatiable perversion isn't fulfilled. They're going to spread it like a disease. And that's why, of course, you're being, and we are all being, monitored. Helped, monitored, but in many cases, not all, but in many cases, there is some form of a quarantine here. But again, how many people can get off this planet? I'm going tomorrow. How about you? We haven't had many calls from you today. Can't be many of you out there listening to the TNT Hour. You're not telling your friends, brothers, your sisters, your mothers, your uncles, your aunts, that the TNT Hour is to be heard? Because if you're not, now's a good time. Let them know all week long. Send them an email. Tell them, you know, this guy who does the TNT Hour, He's a gem. I love that guy. He's trying to make sense of an insane world, and he might even be insane himself. And I probably wouldn't disagree with him. I have felt a little touched every now and again. But I love you. I love the people. I love you so much I won't blow smoke up your keister. Won't do it. Won't tell you if I don't know. I'll try to be as upfront and honest as I possibly can. Why? Because you deserve it and nothing less. And if you think you deserve less, you get it. None of us deserve what's going on right now. None of us deserve to have our money and our livelihoods pulled away from us to fund anything that is unknown to us. Or to fund anything we're absolutely against. You know, we've got a lot of hooligans running around. Folks, let's clean this mess up. Help me clean it up. Write letters. Talk to people. Don't let the search engines beat the information. Get out there, word of mouth. While we still have enough freedom, we can talk and discuss. Let's continue to wake each other up, massage each other, and build each other's passion for change. Because it's going to take great change on the part of the many to see that the few, sick few, wackos are removed from their ability to harm anyone, including themselves, again. I love you. It's good to have you back on the TNT Hour. We will be coming back again next week live, so tune in this Wednesday at 1 o'clock. We'll have the TNT Hour with Don Nikoloff. You'll like that, so. Next, we have Miracles Happen. Dreams Do Come True. And again, I apologize for always bringing you the bad news. Again, I'm passionate. You know, I that's no excuse. None. And I'll try to do better. I've had a couple emails. People have told me, you know, Don, I love you, but try to be a little more upbeat and positive. So I'm going to try to be really, truly positive about the bad news I bring you, okay? Joking. I love all you out there. Stick around again. Miracles do come true. And you're going to find that out on the next program with Iris Jackson. Don't go away.
$5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.